Commerce Tigers on a bye this week. Hopefully they're at home kind of relaxing and enjoying some of the other games around the region, perhaps here on 88.9 KETR. But we've still got football action on your radio tonight. It's the Caddo Mills Foxes versus the Van Alstine Panthers in a special KETR Game of the Week. Hello, I'm Matt Minky with a check of the highlights of tonight's match. The Van Alstine Panthers opened up the scoring early in the first quarter.
Offset eye formation, three wide receivers. He's rolling out to his right side, a bootleg, not a play action, looking for somebody to throw it to. Finds a man open near the goal line. He's in for a touchdown. It's Colin Fagan, the sophomore wide receiver for Van Alstine, with an 18-yard touchdown reception.
Dakota Monroe for the Foxes tried to knock him out of bounds before he got there, but he didn't get him. Chased him out of bounds instead at the goal line.
With the extra point, Caddo Mills 0, Van Alstine 7. But it didn't take long for Caddo Mills to respond with a touchdown of their own.
Shotgun formation. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff up the middle. He keeps it going up the left side. Untouched at the 40, the 30. It's a foot race at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Caddo Mills. Damian Newby taking it to the half.
Foxes bit off a little bit more than they could chew on a two-point conversion attempt. That was shut down by the Panthers, and that let the Panthers retain their lead. Caddo Mills 6, Van Alstine 7, with 6 minutes 40 seconds left in the first quarter. On the Van Alstine possession that followed, the sly Foxes of Caddo Mills stole the ball right back from him.
Here's a handoff up the middle. It's a fumble. He gets hit in the line of scrimmage. The Foxes have recovered.
And then the Foxes brought the pigskin all the way home.
Three wide receivers, two to the far side. Here's the snap. Hands off up the middle. He's to the left. Takes a step. Jumps. He's untouched. The 15. The 10. Touchdown, Caddo Mills.
That sure was an impressive run, Kevin. Right at the line of scrimmage, he juked around another player and then ran untouched for that touchdown.
The point after was no good. The score, Caddo Mills 12, Van Alstine 7. 6 minutes remaining in the first. Then with 1 minute to go in the opening quarter, there was a big toss from the Foxes that extended their lead even further.
Rolls out to his left. Man, wide open at the 35. He catches it. He dodges one man. Van Alstine defender falls down and he waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, Caddo Mills. Dakota Monroe on the reception.
Another point after missed its mark. Caddo Mills 18, Van Alstine 7. Later, in second quarter play, with 7 minutes left in the half, a potential score-saving pick by the Foxes left the Panthers preening themselves.
Santee under center. Here's a snap. Rolling out to his right. Looking to throw. Looking upfield. Launches. He's got a man covered at the 5. Intercepted. He's at the 10. Coming back. Taken down at the 8-yard line. Intercepted by Dakota Monroe for the Foxes.
But Caddo Mills had their drive ended by this punt block.
Here's a snap. It's high but handled. Under pressure. Snaps. It's blocked. Picked up by Van Alstine. They recover it right there regardless. It would be fourth down. So Van Alstine with 39 seconds left in the half, a chance to score.
And lo and behold, the Panthers did just that.
Santee under center. Here's a snap. Rolling out to his right. Looking for someone to throw to. He launches. He's got a man in the end zone. Can he catch it? He does. Touchdown, Van Alstine.
That was Kieran Redman with a great touchdown reception over the head of Dakota Monroe.
The two-point conversion was good. With 30 seconds left in the half, Caddo Mills 18, Van Alstine 15. Despite an onside kick and a valiant effort, the final seconds ticked away in the first half before any further scoring occurred. So at the half, Caddo Mills 18, Van Alstine 15. As action resumed in the third quarter, Caddo Mills outfoxed the Panthers to pile on more points.
Hand off over the left side to Dax Hill. He's up the middle, untouched, touchdown, Caddo Mills. 16-yard touchdown run by Dax Hill. He just takes it off left tackle, up the middle, untouched, into the end zone.
The point after smoked the uprights. Caddo Mills 25, Van Alstine 15, with 8 minutes left in the third. Later, in the opening minutes of the fourth quarter, Van Alstine closed the gap a bit with this score.
Big formation, offset eye. Here's a snap. He doesn't handle it. It's off to Cole for a touchdown. He stumbled, did handle it. I misspoke. Hands it off to Cole, and he goes in right behind Alex and Connor Mays for the 6.
A two-point conversion attempt was shut down by Caddo Mills, so that made the score Van Alstine 21, Caddo Mills 25. Then there were 11 minutes to go in the game, and the Foxes snuck into Van Alstine's hen house for another late-night snack.
Hayden Green stays out there. They're still under center. Three men in the backfield. Two deep, one up halfway. Takes the handoff to the right. Hands it off up the middle. He's gone. 45, 40, 35. He's at the 20, 10. Touchdown on the play. Dakota Monroe straight up the middle.
Great execution on that play.
Another point after that just didn't quite meet the mark. Caddo Mills 31, Van Alstyne 21. And it was about that point that Van Alstyne really seemed to lose their will to fight back, and the Panthers were unable to claw their way back into this game. Caddo Mills was happy to burn the rest of the time off the clock as easy as they could and take a win. The final score, Caddo Mills 31, Van Alstyne 21. So the Panthers of Van Alstyne are going to be looking for some revenge next week, and lo and behold, they're going to be here in Commerce, Texas, taking on the Commerce Tigers next Friday night at 7:30. We'll have that game for you live right here on 88.9 KETR with the big Friday night scoreboard program getting underway at about 6. If you're familiar with our routine here on the big Friday night scoreboard program, I try to present to you some humorous and unforgettable moments from tonight's broadcast in what I call the Minky Moments of the Game. And mercy, have I got some Minky Moments of the Game for you tonight.
I talk good.
Send it back to Van Alstyne.
That's just the way football goes.
And the Van Alstyne defense. They're pumped up, Cooper.
Yes.
They are excited about that. So excited, they knocked my words right out of my head. He's got a nice leg. They're basically running at will early in this game. Which one's will? I don't know.
We hope you've enjoyed our broadcast of a special game of the week here on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. And we'll look for you next Friday night as the Commerce Tigers return to our airwaves. Thanks for listening to your station, 88.9 KETR.